The core event is the ordination of Aaron and his sons as priests and their first sacrifices, establishing the Levitical priesthood. The main characters are Moses, acting on God's command, and Aaron, with his sons, who are consecrated. This occurs at the Tent of Meeting, following the instructions given at Mount Sinai. Moses gathers the assembly and washes Aaron and his sons. He dresses Aaron in the priestly garments, anoints the tabernacle and altar with oil, and anoints Aaron. Aaron's sons are also clothed. Moses then performs a series of sacrifices: a sin offering, bull, where blood purifies the altar; a burnt offering, ram; and an ordination ram, whose blood is applied to Aaron and his sons' right ears, thumbs, and toes. Portions are waved and burned. Moses sprinkles Aaron, his sons, and their garments with oil and blood. Aaron and his sons are commanded to remain at the tent entrance for 7 days. On the 8th day, Moses instructs Aaron to offer sacrifices for himself and the people. Aaron performs a sin offering, burnt offering, and fellowship offering. After blessing the people, Moses and Aaron enter the tent, return, and bless the people again, upon which the glory of the Lord appears, and fire consumes the offerings. The New Testament passage contrasts this Levitical system, stating Jesus is a high priest who is holy and blameless, who offered himself once for all, unlike priests who needed daily sacrifices for their own sins and the people's. This narrative completes the establishment of the priestly mediation system between God and Israel, with the divine fire confirming God's acceptance. It provides the ceremonial pattern for atonement that the book of Hebrews later identifies as fulfilled and superseded by the permanent, perfect priesthood of Jesus Christ. The psalm references the anointing oil on Aaron as a metaphor for unity, connecting to the consecration that enabled priestly service